It's Thursday, November 7th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Facebook and the new government privacy agency, patch management getting worse, and recaps from the Cisco Partner Summit. This is the Business of Tech. Facebook continues to squander public trust as CNN has revealed that dozens of third-party apps may have had access to some Facebook user data even after the company pulled limits on the information. At least 11 developers were confirmed to still have access within the last 60 days. Meanwhile, over on Capitol Hill, new legislation has been introduced focusing on privacy. The Online Privacy Act proposes creating the Digital Privacy Agency, or DPA. The DPA would be set up to issue regulations and enforce privacy rules and would be funded to employ 1,600 officials, making it the same size as the Federal Communications Commission. So why do we care? Facebook is a masterclass on what not to do. When you say you're going to do something, do it. Facebook's choices seem entirely about squandering any public trust they may have. This is going to prove costly for the entire technology industry, as this is just bad for everybody. Regardless of where you think the line is, disregarding lines is not going to position anyone well. The new legislation is interesting in the approach of setting up an entire agency to manage privacy, and at first seems more aggressive than both GDPR in Europe as well as California's Consumer Privacy Act. With both sides of the aisle eyeing big tech and consumer trust lowered and getting worse thanks to Facebook, wouldn't be surprised if this moves forward in some form. The law even includes criminalization of doxing or the sharing of personal information without consent. Being in technology now means understanding data regulations more than ever. The ongoing search for inspiring cybersecurity can move right along right now, as ServiceNow released some data that just isn't good. In their Today's State of Vulnerability Response, Patchwork Requires Attention, the news is that companies are spending an average of 12 more days to patch flaws this year as opposed to last. More. It takes longer. Also noted, attacks increased by 17%, and 60% of those breaches are linked to a vulnerability where a patch was available but not applied. Why do we care? So the problem's getting worse, and we've known about the problem for years, and this isn't the biggest focus? The positive here is that the basic core need of a solution provider hasn't gone away. The problem's getting worse, so being really, really good at this makes a huge difference. It may be unglamorous, but selling core managed services, addressing patch management, is super valuable. On the negative side, this shouldn't be news. Patch management has been a thing as a service for more than a decade, and more like two decades. Solution providers, if you're not good at this, get good at this. Seriously, focus time and effort on this. And for all you security-focused vendors, if you sell a patch management solution and it's not awesome, why aren't you looking here? Just because you check the checkbox that you have patch management, is it any good? Easy to use? Does it solve this problem well? Let's spend some time here. 60% of all breaches seems like a lot to me. Cisco's Partner Summit has been this week, and there's a long list of things to recap. Some new Meraki solutions, including a new switch built on the Meraki networking solutions, adaptive security policies, and a wireless WAN cellular gateway. On their managed services side, new managed detection and response cybersecurity services and some secure SD-WAN services, and announcements about their small business offerings, including focus on their Cisco Designed for Business campaign. So why do we care? According to Avvik's 2019 vendor report, Cisco and Meraki are one quarter of all access points. In switches, it's about 40%, firewalls 30%, and routers 66%. All in, they are almost one third of the market between the two brands. So they matter. Even if you don't think hardware matters, networking gear can actually matter more than endpoints, particularly with an emphasis on cloud and IoT. Nothing here in a change of direction, but that isn't necessarily bad. The last 2 years seem to be a trend for Cisco, so if you like it, safe to expect more. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, and thanks to Channel Pro for having me out in Newark. I recently appeared on the Channel Pro Weekly Podcast, so catch that if you want long takes on a number of stories. I'm doing a webinar with SaaSmax on November 15th, and sign up now for discount off attendance for Channel Evolution Europe, December 2nd and 3rd. Links for everything in the show notes. If you like what you hear, share the podcast today with one of your communities or a colleague, and we'll see you tomorrow.